Lori, how are you?
Great this morning. Thanks, Tony.
Where are you in Florida this morning?
Well, I'm about an hour south of Orlando, and it is a little warmer than 48, but that sounds pretty exciting for everyone in mid-Michigan.
Oh, it certainly is. Yesterday, saw a story, and it talked about how Lansing area home sales dropped last month while the average sale price went up. What's your take on that news?
Well, actually, Tony, that is great news. What's happening is that some of the higher-priced homes are now selling. We see that there's more consumer confidence, and people are out, and there's beginning to be a little more movement in the higher-priced homes, not just the lower foreclosures. So that's good for our market.
So, but that isn't affecting the overall home sales, which dropped again. Now, as we get into the buying season in the spring, do you anticipate that will go up in March and April and so on?
Well, what those numbers would reflect would be kind of over the Christmas season as people were buying. It takes 2 to 3 months for those sales to come on the market. So what we're seeing right now is a lot of activity. I think all realtors are seeing more people out. There are people out looking. We have just stronger demand right now. So I think we're looking forward to maybe a more optimistic spring season. I know most of my fellow realtors are quite busy at this point, and I know lenders are busy as well. So I think it's an encouraging sign.
It's definitely a buyer's market, isn't it?
It still is. It still is, and there are some nice deals out there to be had. But, you know, sellers are able to move homes, and if it's priced right, and hopefully they're buying something else and getting a deal wherever they're headed to. So interest rates are still reasonable, average about 5.25%. They have ticked up from last year a little bit, but again, great time to be able to buy if you're in a position to do that. And okay. I think more people are out there seeing what's on the market.
To put yourself in better position, what do you need? What do you have to have ready to go in order to buy a house?
Well, the standard rules still apply. I think that you're going to need maybe a more substantial down payment at this point and be pre-approved. It's a little more challenging and to get through all the loan process these days. But, you know, the government is making it a little bit easier for us, and they're, you know, letting a few more banks have a few more restrictions eased a little as time goes by. But, seriously, you have to have a down payment, and, FHA loans are out there. So just call your lenders and be prepared before you're out there looking so you know what you can qualify for.
Lori, are there parts in mid-Michigan that are hotter than others where homes are selling at a faster rate?
Well, I think that most of the Lansing area has, been moving here. We've seen a few more homes on the east side going recently, so that's encouraging. So, it had been most of the foreclosures and the investors grabbing up perhaps homes that had been lost. But
do you think that the market has bottomed out, or are we on an upswing here when it comes to the housing market here in mid-Michigan?
Well, all the national realtor financial pundits still say we have 2 years here of foreclosures still coming on the market and lower prices. They don't expect any upswing in any value for another 2 years. So, where we have encouragement that people are out looking at houses, don't expect any increased value for a while yet.
There are a lot of foreclosed homes on the market. How do people take advantage in finding those and getting those? And when you make an offer, when you see a home, say, listed at $150,000, will banks take less money just to get that off their hands?
Well, usually what has happened is the listing agent and the foreclosure companies have priced these pretty realistically. So they're going to take a little bit less perhaps, but they're usually a great value, and a realtor can help point these homes out to you. We're looking at the SEVs, and in comparison to the price, you get a pretty good idea that it's a good value. So where the bank may take a little bit less, it's not something that you can go in and get the house for $75,000 or anything like that, Tony.
And Lori, before we let you go, if I had to ask you to put on your soothsayer's hat, where do you see the new home builds market going this year and beyond?
Well, we do see some new home starts. I know there are a few builders that are optimistic, and there's some that are doing well. There's a couple of builders that have gotten some developments and things going, and building in Okemos and some DeWitt, et cetera. So we sure hope that they can get going again, because that is a market segment that we certainly miss and want them to do well.
All right, Lori, if people want to find out more about the housing market in mid-Michigan, can they go to your website?
Well, they sure can, and we can go to Tommy Rain's website, and you can get all the listings in the MLS there. So appreciate the opportunity this morning, Tommy.
All right, Lori, enjoy Florida. We'll see you when you get back. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you, Tony.